We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Hey, it's Bill and Morgan from the Q Morning Show. Thank you so much for checking out the Q Morning Show on demand. This is our full show podcast.
It's everything we did on the show this morning, except there's no music, there's no interruptions. It's just us.
Thank you for listening. It all starts right now.
Broadcasting from the Halley Building in downtown Cleveland, it's the Q Morning Show on Q104.
All right, so here's the good news. Morgan is back.
Hello.
Here's the bad news.
Can you tell?
Did you just stifle a call? A cough?
Yes, right smack dab in the middle of my hello. Good morning.
I thought I heard that.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry you are not feeling well.
That's okay.
But Morgan is back from Florida. We'll hear a little bit about her mini Florida vacation coming up in just a little bit. It's the Q Morning Show. Thank you for starting your morning with us. Q104 plays the hits, always live on the free Odyssey app. Good morning. It's the Q Morning Show. It's Bill Ryan. It's Morgan, who is back in the studio this morning after taking a little mini spring break.
Yeah, a little mini vacay.
With the family. What are you supposed to ask someone when they come back from Florida? You're supposed to say something like, hey, did you bring back any of that sunshine for us?
Did you get a sinus infection? Because that would be more accurate.
Yeah, you were... I want to say you left on Thursday, right? So Thursday,
yes.
I could tell you were hacking a little bit. Like I was kind of making fun of you because you were just doing this throughout the morning. You're just going.
I didn't think anything of it, though. You know why? Because I get yours truly every so often because we work right next door to the best breakfast restaurant in Cleveland. And I always get an AM wrap with sour cream, and the sour cream always makes me like cough a little bit. So I just thought I had too much sour cream. Nope, it was the start of a sinus infection.
Oh no! So were you sick the entire vacation?
The entire vacation. Yep. I woke up. You can tell I'm trying not to cough, but
yeah.
I woke up. What day was it? Friday. And just my whole neck was swollen. And I was like, oh, no. But the worst part, you know, it's the mornings and the nights that are really bad. And then you get going during the day and it's fine. But going to sleep is the worst.
Yeah.
With
this. Why is it always worse at night when you're sick? Like, even during the day, if you're managing, if you're making it through the day,
yeah.
Then it's like, okay, time to get some rest now.
Yeah.
And you just can't fall asleep. Because it's like, why is it worse now than it was when I was up? 8 hours ago.
It was so horrible last night. I was like cussing and everything. I was like, David, I hate my life. And he's like, it's like, honey, it's okay. He's like, do you want me to hold you? I was like, no, I don't. I shouldn't have done that.
Do you want me to hold you?
Yeah, I know. I was like, no, don't touch me right now. But he's sweet. You know, he's trying. But other than that, the Florida vacation was great. You know, it was great.
Looks like you got a little of sun yourself. I mean, you're a little
burnt. You can say it.
No, I was just going to say pink.
You should have seen me yesterday and the day before. I was red as a freaking tomato. That's what I wanted, though. I was laying out. I was like, I just want to burn, which I know is not good. I know it's not good for your skin, but I wanted it so bad, and I got it. So I came back from Florida with a sunburn and a sinus infection.
Well, I don't know if you saw the weather for today, but we're going to have sunshine to start out the day and low 50s. So thanks for bringing some of that sunshine.
Hey, you know what?
And the warm temperatures back
sinus
our way.
Sinus infections for everyone.
Good to have you back.
Mic check 1, 2, 1, 2.
Wake up.
Waking you up and playing all the hits.
Give you the feeling from night to day.
The Q Morning Show.
Q104.
From the 1-800 Hurt Now Traffic Center.
Q104 plays the hits, always live on the free Odyssey app. Good to have you here this morning. It's the Q Morning Show. I'm Bill Ryan. Morgan is back from her mini spring break in Florida. Producer Stevie is in studio with us right now. And I think that's because we're going to get into some Bachelor talk right now. Stevie, yeah. I know. Stevie watches The Bachelor. Of course, Morgan has been watching The Bachelor pretty much since birth.
Yeah.
instead of having Yo Gabba Gabba on, her mom and dad used to just put on episodes of The Bachelor
literally
for her.
But I knew that you are not interested at all in The Bachelor, so I had to recruit some help with Stevie. Have you ever watched one episode of The Bachelor, Bill?
Sure. The last time I watched The Bachelor, Bob Guinea was The Bachelor.
Oh, boy.
The last great season, to be honest.
Has it been a while?
Yeah, it's been a while.
Just a little.
So what is happening on The Bachelor this season, which I feel like... When they say The Bachelor, it's the season, I think it's only once a year, but they actually have like four of them in a year somehow.
It's like they have one season of The Bachelor, then they have Bachelor in Paradise, and then they have The Bachelorette. So three seasons of the same franchise, but it's Zach Shallcross. In my opinion, it's been horrible. But last night was like the drama came to a head, right? So... The first thing he said, it's Fantasy Suite Week, but he's dubbed it Sex Week, Bill. And things always gets messy during Sex Week. So Zach had a plan.
What's most important to me and to express to each and every single one of the women is no sex. No sex of any kind for Fantasy Suites.
Okay. So Zach came out with a preemptive sex strike.
Yeah.
All right. So, ladies, I'm not interested.
Yeah. And then guess what happened in the very next scene?
We both agreed and wanted to have sex together.
Oh, no.
Not shocked by that one.
Very special. It was important. And it was what we both wanted and needed for the relationship.
I mean, no spoilers. We won't tell you who, but I don't understand why they do this. Like, last year it was Fantasy Suite Week when it all went to you know where. And now it's like Zach goes in saying, no sex. You know, he dubbed it Sex Week. Mm-hmm. And then as soon as he gets the opportunity to, he does it.
So what are we saying? Boys lie?
Yeah, pretty
Maybe
much.
Maybe that's what happened with Rachel and Zach last season.
Yes, because everyone was speculating. Rachel was the Bachelorette last season, and Zach went to Fantasy Suite Week, and he was like, everything changed during overnights. Everything. And she said it too, and we're like, what the heck happened
they never
in that
told
Fantasy
us what happened.
Suite? It was so bizarre, but he went home very soon after that. But Steve and I always talk about how The Bachelor is just like dying a slow and painful death. I looked it up, so... The last, in 2003, which was like its peak, right? Mm-hmm. It was averaging 12.5 million viewers a week. Do you know how many viewers Zach had during his season premiere?
How many?
2.9 million.
Wow.
10 million people no longer watching the
crazy.
Show?
I mean, I'm one of them, so I'm not that shocked, but that's a big number. I used to be obsessed with the show. Like, that's an understatement. Like, when I was in eighth grade for a while... And I used to follow a lot of people that watched it, and I feel like none of them are talking about it anymore.
Nobody.
I don't see anything. I see, like, posts about it, but no one that I know that was a fan still watches.
The only reason why I watch it against my will, because I have to for my job's sake, you know, to be up on all the reality TV stuff. But I definitely don't enjoy it.
Yeah, you're not watching it because you want to.
I don't know anybody that still watches the show and actually enjoys it.
My deal with The Bachelor was... It was because it was such a commitment to watch it.
Yes.
Like they took a good thing and then tried to squeeze all the juice out of the orange.
Yes.
By saying, okay, we're going to have a 2-hour episode tonight and then we're going to make you come back tomorrow night.
Oh, the double nights were brutal.
Oh, the double headers. So and bad.
Nobody has time for that anymore.
And I agree with you 100%.
And, you know, back then with The Bachelor, when The Bachelor was maybe at its peak, we were still relying on network television a lot, you know, appointment television. And now with streaming and everything else, nobody has time. Everybody wants to watch TV when they want to watch it.
Right. I have a prediction that the Bachelor franchise will not last 3 more years.
I agree with that. I feel like it's time. I mean, it's been on forever.
You think it's going to take them 3 years
to
realize?
Yeah, I don't think they want to let go. But they
don't
want to
let go, but it's dying a slow and painful death for sure.
Well, they could also transition over to the streaming service.
Yeah.
You know, record all the episodes in advance and then just release them the way that people want to watch TV now.
True.
That might fix it.
That could.
You never know.
There you
go. But as far as The Bachelor goes, I enjoy it when you guys talk about the Bachelor and tell me things about Zach.
Not much to say. He's so boring. I'm sorry.
Well, Zach was clearly seduced in the fantasy suite.
He sure was.
He tried to stay strong. It just didn't work out for him. Get up, get up, get up, get up. Waking you up.
Bring me that smile in the morning. It's the Q Morning Show.
Q104 plays the hits, always live on the free Odyssey app. It's the Q Morning Show. Ed Sheeran with some new music this week.
Yeah, Friday.
Friday, he's going to be dropping his new single, and we're going to have it for you right here on Q104. It's going to be an Odyssey world premiere, so looking forward to that. I'm Bill Ryan. Morgan is back from spring break in Florida. So last night, Morgan, do you remember last week when we were talking about this Hidden Valley Ranch ice cream?
Yes.
That they're going to offer at Walmart.
Yes.
So I remember talking about that last week, and I remember seeing in the article that I read that Walmart was going to offer Hidden Valley Ranch ice cream starting on the first day of spring, which is March 20th.
Okay.
And so I'm thinking, I remember writing that down, and I'm like, I'm going to go get some that day. And wouldn't it be great if I bring in that ice cream and we try it on the air the next morning?
Yeah.
What a fun radio segment that would be.
A fun little thing to do.
If we tried some Hidden Valley Ranch ice cream. Well, last night, Paula got home from work, and I said, I'm going, grabbing the keys, I'm going to Walmart. And there isn't really a Walmart that's close to me, so I drove a little out of my way, drove to North Olmsted last night to go to Walmart. And I go into Walmart, and I head down to the frozen food aisle, and I go to the ice cream aisle, and I'm looking, and I'm looking, and I'm walking up and down, and I'm looking at every single ice cream that they have there at Walmart, and I cannot find Hidden Valley Ranch ice cream.
Were they sold out, or did they just never have it?
So I stopped a couple of workers who were actually in the aisle, and I asked them about it. And they're like, oh, yeah, I kind of heard about that.
Kinda.
I don't think it's out yet. And I said, well, it's supposed to be out. It says right here, March 20th.
You were being that guy, weren't you?
March 20th. And they're like, I don't know. Maybe it's still on the truck.
And you're like, go to the truck.
Maybe it'll be here tomorrow. And I'm thinking, Why say it's going to be available on the first day of spring on March 20th if it's still on the truck and it's not going to be here till March 21st? So I'm like unreasonably upset leaving Walmart. I'm driving home and I'm like, man, I cannot believe they didn't have any Hidden Valley Ranch ice cream. And I'm like, do I go to other Walmarts? I'm like, I don't want to drive around to like Walmarts at all hours of the night trying to find this ice cream. And this is not even going to be a great radio bit anyway. It's just us eating ice cream. And I'm so upset that
it's really fun. But you know what I'm thinking the whole entire time you're telling this story? Is that you're trying to figure out why your son gets so upset at FIFA when you are throwing a hissy fit about ranch ice cream? Like, the apple surely does not fall far.
Oh, you're probably pointing out some facts here. I just when I get my mind set on something, I get my mind stuck on something.
I get it.
And I want to complete the project. And sometimes it's hard for me to pivot.
That's okay. We have all the time in the world to try some ranch ice cream.
If anybody knows if they've seen this ice cream, let me know where it is. But I'll be out there searching again tonight.
Okay, good luck.
I have a feeling. And a trending report on the way next. It's the Q Morning Show.
From the 1-800 Hurt Now Traffic Center.
Q104 plays the hits, always live on the free Odyssey app. It's the Q Morning Show this morning. I'm Bill Ryan. That's Morgan over there.
What up?
Morgan just noticed this. The Cleveland Guardians home opener sold out.
Yeah, I was not expecting it to sell out so quickly. I mean, it's not until April 7th.
3 weeks from Friday. Yeah, standing room only at the Guardians game if you want to go to the home opener.
I know. I was thinking that I should take David, my fiance. He's from London. He's never experienced a home opener, and it's also the day before he goes back to London. So we were discussing kind of what we wanted to do, but I don't know. Standing room only, I don't know if I'll do it.
Well, it depends on what you want to do. I mean, if it's standing room only, you guys could go to the home run porch.
Yeah.
You guys could go to, that's not what it is. Is that what it is? The bar over there?
I know
there?
What you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. The corner bar. Yeah.
I don't want to stand for however many hours.
But even if he's just downtown for the experience that day,
you
guys could hit up some different lunch places, some different bars.
But I'm also like, let's just stay home and cry into each other's arms, you know, like spend some quality time together before you go back to London.
Well, that's another way to go,
yeah.
I guess. It might not be high on his list. I'm not sure. What else? What did I want to get into here? Oh, it's the name thing.
Okay.
So it was in the Hollywood Dirt Sheet, and I don't remember if this was you or Jenny talking about this, but one of the Kardashians wanted to change the name of their kid.
Yes.
Right?
Kylie.
Kylie wants to change the name of her son from
Wolf
to Air.
Yes.
Is that right?
Good job,
right.
Bill. And I'm really proud of you for remembering that.
Sometimes information does get stuck in my brain. But I remember mentioning that it is really, really difficult, at least from my experience, to legally change your name.
You have experience legally changing your name?
Well, just my son's, Will.
What?
So when he was born, there was a typo on his birth certificate. And instead of William, it said Willem.
What?
W-I-L-L-A-M. Willem. And we noticed it right away. And I remember going downtown. I was in downtown Phoenix in this government office. And I went to this one office and they said, I'm in the wrong office.
Of course.
I got to go to another office.
Right.
And it was just a huge process. So I don't think it's an easy thing to do. And then I saw this story about this girl named Gabrielle Mayer. And she's 15 years old. And what do 15-year-olds, what are they excited about at that age? They
driving?
She wanted to go get her learner's permit. So
right.
She goes into the office and she tells him her name and she, you know, gives him her paperwork and everything else. And they start asking her all these questions. And then they ask for her social security number. And they're like, we do not have a Gabrielle Mayer in our system at all. And she's thinking, how could this possibly be?
Right.
And then they cross-reference her social security number, and they're like, we have a Babrielle Mayer.
Oh, Babrielle. What?
So on her birth certificate, there was a typo.
Oh,
and
my
gosh.
And
no one ever noticed her. Her parents never noticed that her legal name was Babrielle.
That has to happen more often than we think it does. You know what
Babrielle.
I mean? Like, Babrielle, but like, it's like you want to cause a scene about it. Like, how do you get that wrong? But they're people, they make mistakes. They're just typing it into a computer.
Nah, she's just a 15-year-old girl. She's not going to make a scene.
Babrielle, but well, her parents might.
Yeah, they possibly could. But I don't know. I would embrace, I think that she's gone through the process now to change it legally to Gabrielle.
Call her Babs.
But honestly, I would embrace it. That would be my new nickname. It'd be like, hey, Babs.
Right.
What's up? All right, Cleveland Confessional. I didn't tell you because I didn't see you on Friday. So Friday I went out for lunch at the Flatiron Cafe. It was slammed on St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that it was just, every bar was crazy on Friday night. And now we are starting to see a little bit of the fallout from
Uh-oh.
That. We have the Cleveland Confessional on the way in less than 10 minutes.
Real life, real Cleveland. Q Morning Show.
Makes me feel happy. It's on every morning when I wake up.
Q104.
From the 1-800 Hurt Now Traffic Center.
It's time to
overshare.
Hey, so Mom.
Yeah, it could be something juicy, embarrassing, or even life-changing. Step into our confessional. The Cleveland Confessional on the Q Morning Show.
All right, so Morgan is back this morning.
Hello.
And just in time for a Cleveland Confessional.
Yay.
Let's get right to it. We're going to Brook Park and talk to Victoria. Victoria, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Go ahead with your confession.
Okay, I want to confess that I have someone's phone. I have no idea whose it is because I accidentally stole it.
How do you accidentally steal a phone?
I just love how you just say that.
Alcohol has to be involved, I'm sure.
Well, yeah. It was St. Patty's Day, and we were out at, so many places. And at the end of the night, I was feeling good. And so we were leaving this bar, and it had this really long table, and there were so many people there, like at the table, people I didn't know. And we were walking out, and I looked at the table, and I saw three phones. and they all looked the same. They all looked just like mine.
Uh-huh.
And so I didn't know which was mine, so I just, I don't know. I thought it was a good idea, and I took all three phones.
What?
Sure, why not? Process of elimination. Just take them all.
What sense does that make?
Brilliant.
Well, I think I thought I was being... I thought I was being helpful in some way. I don't know. Like,
right, because everybody's leaving the bar, and then you look at the table, and there's just a bunch of phones there. Why not just take them all? We'll sort it out later.
Right, right.
When did you discover you had multiple phones?
Oh, the next I went home, and I went right to bed. Uh-huh. And so the next day, I open up my purse, and I'm like, oh... I have three phones.
Oh, my gosh. Were any of them yours? I need to know. Okay, one out of the three. What about the other two?
The second one was my friend Faith. I knew that because she sent out a text, and she was like, does anybody have my phone?
How did she send out a text asking for her phone?
Yeah, she got her boyfriend to do it, and so, it came to all of us.
Was Faith... grateful to you that you had her phone and that you did your due diligence and picked up everybody's phone the night before?
No. I would not say she was grateful. I would say she was frustrated. And unfortunately, I pull stuff like this once in a while. She wasn't surprised.
We need to know the third phone.
Yeah, the mystery third phone.
Okay. I have no idea. And that's where the problem comes in. It was dead, and I charged it since it's the same phone as mine, mm-hmm. and it's on the lock screen, but I can't open it. You know, I don't know the password. So no one's texted, no one's called since it's been on. And I've texted everyone that was there that I know, and no one's missing a phone.
That's
so weird that nobody has texted or called. The owner of the phone clearly isn't trying to get in contact with it.
Right.
And then if you texted everybody you know, hey, I have this mystery phone, you would probably see your text come to that phone if you knew the person that owned the phone. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's kind of what I was hoping would happen.
Okay.
But nope.
So
I don't know.
You have this phone. What can she do?
I don't know.
What have you thought of doing so far?
I'm thinking I could take it to a cell phone store or, I don't know, the police, but I don't want to get arrested.
Oh, gosh.
I found this phone.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe the police can check the SIM card, but I don't want anybody else to get arrested.
Right.
So I feel bad for taking the phone, but I don't know how to get it back to them.
Yeah, this is I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I don't know if there's another way that she hasn't tried to find out who could own this phone. So I guess we open it up. Maybe somebody knows. Maybe somebody has been there before. They could help out Victoria and maybe tell her what to do here. 216-474-0104. Victoria has a mystery phone that she, quote unquote, accidentally took from the bar on St. Patrick's Day night. Now she's trying to get it back to the right owner. What does she do? 216-474-0104.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Lady Gaga on Q104. It's the Q Morning Show. Morgan, you were saying that that's a TikTok song?
Oh, yeah. My nieces were playing it a million times over the weekend doing the TikTok dance.
Oh, so there's a special dance that goes along with that?
Yeah, it's, I guess, from Wednesday, the Netflix show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I saw Wednesday.
Yeah. I don't think that song is actually in Wednesday, but they put that little dance that Jenna Ortega does with that song, and it's, trust me, they did it a million times over the weekend.
Gotcha. All right. 7:31, we're doing the Cleveland Confessional right now. We heard from Victoria in Brook Park. St. Patty's Day was a fun night for her, but at the end of the night, as she's leaving the bar, she looks at the table, and she went to go grab her phone, and there were multiple phones there. She couldn't decide which phone was hers, so she took three.
Yeah, she just took them all.
And the next day, she realized one of the phones was her friend, Faith, and Faith has her phone back, but there's a third phone that she has no idea whose it is.
Unaccounted for.
Can't seem to find the owner of it and is not sure what to do. So there were a bunch of people that were at the bar that night, not only her friends, but just, you know, strangers coming up with her group. So, yeah, who knows whose phone it is? Casey in Sheffield has a suggestion about what she should do. What is it, Casey?
Yeah, good morning. My suggestion would be probably call the bar and see if anybody called into it and find out, you know, if they were missing a phone.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah,
call
that
the
is
bar.
A good idea.
Yeah, we haven't heard that one yet. I'm sure the bar would love that. I'm sure they love.
I'm sure they're getting lots of those phone calls. I lost a phone, left my credit card there. I'm sure it's par for the course.
Sarah's in Medina. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. What would you tell Victoria to do? How can she find the rightful owner of this phone?
So if you hit the side power button, it'll enact voice text. And you can say, text mom. And maybe if mom's in that phone, you can send a text. Or text dad. Text. You could just try any name.
I've never heard of this before.
Me neither.
All right.
What do you do?
Can I try it out with your phone?
Yeah. You just hit the side button.
Hold that side button. It'll enact voice text if it's not disabled.
Okay, now what do I do?
It's listening.
Not
disabled.
It's listening to me.
Well, she would have had to disable it. You hold that button down, and it starts voice text.
Siri, text my mom. Let's see what happens. Oh, nice. I have no idea what this says. It says, to mom. Quinoa. Do I listen? It's listening to me.
Quinoa?
I don't know why it said quinoa, but maybe it can't understand me because of my sinus infection. But yeah, you're right. It does automatically text your mom.
I did not know of this feature on my phone.
I didn't know that either.
Should I try it?
You want to?
Text Paula. Oh yeah, there it is right there.
What did it say?
Well, that's weird. It brings up two Paulas.
Uh-oh.
Paula, it has her maiden name and her married. I don't know what that is.
Siri does some weird things.
It has her maiden name in there. So I don't know, but it's my contact list, right?
Yeah,
all
I
right.
guess so. Sarah,
there
that is
go,
a great
Sarah.
Suggestion.
We're going to pass that along to Victoria. You may have solved this. You may have come up with the solution we were looking for.
Great.
Thanks for listening and for calling Q104 this morning. There you go.
There we go.
Learning something.
Solving problems, one Cleveland confessional at a time.
Helping people.
Yep.
We are a force for good this morning. It's the Q Morning Show.
Who's the smartest suburb in Cleveland? Your suburb is counting on you. It's the Battle of the Burbs on Q104.
Morgan is back from her mini Florida spring break.
Yes.
Not feeling 100 today.
It's okay. It's okay. Fake it till you make it is the life motto.
But we are ready to go. Our contestants are here, so let's play.
Yeah, we have Barberton, Rocky River, Strongsville, and Old Brooklyn getting ready to rep for their city. Kicking things off today, it's Angela. Angela's in Barberton. Angela, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Your city has four wins. We're going for win number five. Are you ready to play?
Yeah.
Okay, question number one. How many makes up a baker's dozen?
13.
That is correct. Question number two. Who is replacing Tyra Banks as host of Dancing with the Stars?
Julianne Hough.
What is the body of water between Florida and Texas called?
The Gulf of Mexico.
Okay, for the win, Angela, in Barberton, according to Guinness World Records, who is the world's most popular artist?
The Weeknd.
Oh, my gosh, wow. Angela. Wow. I love that. Did I make them too easy?
No, I just pay attention.
Yes, that is key. Like I said, Hollywood Dirt Sheet is the cheat sheet. So congratulations, Angela from Barberton. That makes win number 5 for your city. Not only that, a pair of tickets to see Shaggy, TLC, En Vogue, and Sean Kingston.
All right, I'm excited.
Tell everyone listening, Angela, who made you a winner?
Q104.
Q104 plays the hits, always live on the free Odyssey app. Great to have you here this morning. It's the Q Morning Show. It's Morgan and Bill Ryan. Hold on. I need a visual aid for this. Hold on, Morgan.
Okay.
All right. So what?
Na, 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 na.
What is this in my hand? What am I holding up to you right now?
It looks like a duffel bag.
A duffel bag?
Yeah.
All right. That was not the answer that I thought you were going to
give
me.
Okay. Oh, it's got straps on the back. Yeah. A book bag.
It's a book bag.
Yes. Okay. Is that all you needed?
Is it a book bag or is it a backpack?
It's a book bag.
Okay. I heard you say the word book bag the other day.
Yeah.
And so it got me thinking because I call it a book bag too. And I've been doing that my entire life.
Yes.
And now I'm wondering if it's just a regional thing?
I think it is, because I know what you're getting at. David calls it a backpack.
Okay.
Who in your life calls it a backpack?
My kids call it a backpack.
Really?
And I think it's maybe because they were born in Arizona and went to grade school in Arizona.
Right.
Whenever I call it a book bag, Drew loses his mind.
Like, really?
He'll get home from school, and I'll forget. He'll walk in the house, and I'll say, hey, can I see your book bag to see what homework you have for tonight?
Yeah.
And he's like, what book bag? What's a book bag? I don't have books in here. How yeah. could it be a book bag?
Why don't you have books in there?
He's a joy to live with, by the way. Yeah, so he gets mad at me when I call it a book bag. He says, it's a backpack, Dad. Call it a backpack. Will does the same thing, although he's not a big jerk about it like Drew is. Yeah, I was just wondering, like it's got to be an Ohio thing. The book bag thing.
I think it is, because David and I have had the same conversation. It's a little less aggressive, I will say, than you and your boys. But I'll be like, yeah, go get the book bag. He's like, you mean the backpack? The backpack? And I'm like, yeah, whatever. I don't care. But I know. I agree. I call it a book bag.
Yeah. Anybody have an idea on the history of book bag versus backpack?
We'd love to know.
216-474-0104 is our new phone number. Also, we've got this coming up. We're going to get into the words, the teen slang that you hear your kids say and you have no idea what they're talking about. I got to stay up on this because they've got new words all the time. And I think we have an updated list. We'll get to that coming up.
Get up, get up, get up, get up. Waking you up.
Bring me that smile in the morning.
It's the Q Morning Show.
Q104 plays the hits. It's the Q Morning Show. Okay, a couple of things going on here. Morgan and I were just talking about, is it a backpack or is it a book bag?
It's a book bag.
To refer to that thing with two straps that which I have. I have, it's a LeBron James backpack.
There you go. But no, it's a book bag.
I call it a backpack now because I think that I've been trained, but I still sometimes default to book bag. And so we're talking, like, what is the history of this? Is this a regional thing? Is this perhaps a generational thing? And then Mary from Cleveland called up. Mary, good morning.
Good morning.
So what are your thoughts on book bag versus backpack?
It's 100% a backpack. It is a backpack. And I don't know. I think that a lot of kids, at least, you know, my daughter's age, who is in her 20s, they call it a backpack. And it's because of Dora the Explorer. Dora the Explorer has a whole song about a backpack.
Yeah.
That's a great point.
She wasn't singing book bag.
Yeah. Yeah, she's not singing about a book bag. She's singing about a backpack.
And Dora influenced a multitude of kids. Yeah. So that is a great point.
And Mary, you're from here, right? You're originally from Cleveland?
I am, yes.
And you've never called it a book bag?
I have not, but I feel like when I was younger, I feel like my grandma might have called it a book bag. And I think that's because, like, you know, when they went to school, like, they had books. They brought books home. But like your son said, like, I don't have any books. Why are you calling it a book bag?
They don't bring books home? I mean, I'm only 30, and I brought books home when I was at school.
And I think that my daughter is in her early 20s, and I feel like during her high school years, I don't remember her bringing books home all that often. Ugh. I mean, she definitely had a backpack. Mm-hmm. She had a book bag, backpack, but maybe she did, but she was a pretty good kid, so thankfully I didn't have to worry too much about her academics, you know, but it's a backpack because Dora says it's backpack.
There you go.
God.
All right, Mary.
I had to do borderline manual labor carrying all my books home when I was a kid.
Right?
Those things were heavy.
Yeah.
See, my aunt weighed my book bags the one time, and it was like 25, 30 pounds, and I was like, oh, yeah. No wonder we have back problems in our 30s and 40s.
Yeah, literally.
Fascinating. Thanks, Mary. All right, so that kind of underlines my theory then, what Mary said. This is a generational thing.
Yeah.
Book bag versus backpack, and I think backpack is now taking over. And what a great transition into the teen words, the words the teens are using, the slang.
The kids these days.
Yeah, and I'm trying to keep up to date with it because of my boys are just getting into that. My oldest is 11 in sixth grade. I know that he uses some of these words that are on the list. So we're gonna get into the list. So if you want to jump in now, 216-474-0104. Tell us the word that your kid uses. And at first,
you're like, what are you saying?
Yeah, you had no idea what it is. And maybe you still don't know what it is.
Yeah.
And it might be on this list. So we'll get into this next. The teen slang. We've got the updated list. Miley's on Q104. It's the Q Morning Show. You've got Morgan and Bill Ryan this morning. And this list of teen slang. The newest words that the kids are using these days.
I mean, even being in Florida this past weekend with my 8-year-old niece, Ellie, she was saying things and I was like, what? Where did you hear that? What does that even mean?
Yeah, they start young, right?
Yeah.
They hear these words, they pick them up and they're in the lexicon. And what are you going to do?
I mean, the big one over the weekend for both my 8-year-old and 4-year-old niece was bruh. Everything was bruh. And I'm like, I know what that means. But when your 4-year-old niece looks up to you and says, what's wrong, bruh? I'm like, don't call me that. I'm your aunt. But that, and Ellie kept saying baddie. And I was like, no, do not say that. Like,
what's baddie?
She'd because be like, I'm a baddie. And I'm like, no, that just sounds wrong.
Baddie's not even on our list.
I know.
So now we have to find out what baddie is.
I have no idea what it means. I mean, in the adult context, it means like, oh, that chick is bad. Like, she's hot. But for an 8-year-old, I'm like, surely that's not what she means when she's saying it.
I had a friend of mine telling me that I sound outdated because I will refer to my kids as dude. And they're like, you got to say bruh or bro.
No, not bruh.
Stop using dude.
Even bro is fine, but bruh gives me the ick.
So on this list, there's, and this one I've heard Will say this. I don't really understand this one, but at least I've heard it. No cap.
Yeah, I've heard that too. It means like you're not lying, right?
Yeah. Like, did you really get Taylor Swift tickets? No cap, which I don't understand it though.
I don't either.
That's the thing. No, where are we coming up with this?
What does the cap have to do with anything?
Yeah. What are we capping something off? Is it short for captain? I don't know what it is.
I have no idea.
Bussin', have you used that one lately?
No, me personally, no. It sounds inappropriate. I don't really know what it means.
It says here it means something is really, really good, and it's often used to describe food, as in that cookie was bussin'.
Okay, I don't enjoy it.
Don't understand.
I'm just going to be honest.
I've heard this word. I don't really understand what it means. Simp. I've heard people refer to people as a simp.
Yeah, doesn't that just mean like you really like somebody, maybe?
Yeah, if you show over-the-top attention to someone, you're a simp.
If I heard my niece saying these words, this is how you know you're getting old. When you're like, I don't know what is coming out of your mouth.
I don't like it. I don't
like it either.
It makes me think of GIMP.
I don't like any of these. I don't like simp. I don't like bussin'. I don't like baddie. Like, what is this?
Bet's the other one that I hear Will use and I hear his friends use. Bet, which I think it means what you think it means, but it's just a shorter way of saying it.
Yeah. Like, you won't do this. Oh, bet.
Yeah. You just say bet.
Right.
Right. They're just being lazy and not forming a complete sentence. They're just saying bet. Sus. I mean, we know that one,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Ellie uses that one a lot.
Don't
sus.
Be suspicious. It's Gucci. Why is it Gucci? That one, to me, is like 5 years old now,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know.
That means it's good, it's fashionable, it's Gucci. This one I've never heard of, and according to this list, it's very popular right now. It's giving.
Yeah, that's a millennial phrase, I'd say.
It means the vibe or the feel of something.
Right, right. Like if you go out on a date and maybe the guy forgot his wallet, you might text your girlfriends and say, it's giving cheap. You know, like it's giving whatever, whatever adjective you want to describe something.
Yeah, I don't know how they come up with this stuff.
I know, right? Doesn't it make you feel old when you have no idea what the kids are saying these days?
I guess so. It's the new words that puzzle me, but it's also how they use them.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't make sense to me. Like, sometimes I'm like, oh, that's good. But other times I'm just confused.
Yeah. We stay confused here on the Q Morning Show.
But we'll keep this list handy. We'll add to this list if anything else comes up in the next few months. It's the Q Morning Show. How about a Hollywood dirt sheet? We'll do that next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.